Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. All right. So today we've got a special guest back on the show. He has been dropping value bombs ever since I had him on the first time, and I'm excited to bring him back for round three. This is going to be Dan Figuella talking to us about how to leverage our content production to get the most value out of it. So I think you'll be really excited with this episode because we're all content producers. We're all people who produce a lot of value and try to get it out there to the world. And this episode is all about leveraging that content that we do create to get the most value out of it. The 80-20 of massive content leverage, if you will. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, I wanted to talk about today's featured podcast. And this one's a little bit out of the usual. This is not one of our Authority Engine groupies or somebody that's part of the community here, but I've been digging this show myself, and I really wanted to share it with everybody that has a marketing mindset. And if you are running a podcast and running a business, you should have a marketing mindset. So this is 10X Talk with Joe Polish and Dan Sullivan. So if you don't recognize those names, Joe is a very high-level marketing consultant. He is well-known in the direct marketing space, and Dan Sullivan is one of the higher-paid strategy coaches for high-level entrepreneurs. His list of people that he has coached and that have been his students is really, really impressive because he's got some really big names that have gone through some of his high dollar coaching programs. The strategiccoach.com is his main thing. But on 10X Talk, Joe and Dan dive into multiple concepts around how somebody can take a business and grow it 10 times over the next period of time. So of course, expecting 10X results is not going to be an overnight deal, and that's what Joe and Dan talk about. Some of the mental frameworks, some of the approaches, some of the marketing tactics. Essentially, it's mostly frameworks for how to think differently, because that's what's required to grow 10 times, which, as always, is something that we're looking to do here at Small Business Podcasting with our Done For You podcast launch and production services. So we're going to get into the interview, but there's actually something on the horizon that I'm really excited about that I'm going to announce here in the coming weeks. Right now, it's in case study phase. So we've got a couple of our clients that we're testing out a new type of podcasting service for. So I'm just going to dangle that little carrot out there. And I'm really excited to tell you guys more. I want to make sure that it really, really works and that we can really knock it out of the park before I start dropping hints on what that actually is. But it is a new done-for-you service in the podcasting space that I have gotten so many requests for. And so I'm really excited to bring this out and help podcasters really get where they're trying to go with their shows, with their businesses, and with their end results. So let's have Dan on the line, and we're going to be talking about leveraging the content that you produce to get massive results. All right, so we've got Dan back on the show. I'm excited because we are going to be talking about repurposing content and squeezing every last drop out of that content and all of your content creation efforts. So Dan, welcome to the show. Pumped to have you back, my man.
Yes, indeed, Ben. Happy to be here, man. This is definitely a topic that I have more experience than I care to even speak of, but I'm happy to share the good stuff.
Well, I appreciate you biting the bullet and actually speaking of it today, because we're going to dive in and share how everybody else can use this to maximal advantage for themselves. So I know that this is something that you do for multiple businesses, particularly for kind of your martial arts business. And so can we get kind of a big picture view of this strategy and how you approach making the most content out of the least work, essentially?
Yes. And that really is the question there. It's really, how can you get the most leverage out of content, still keep it quality, but with only doing the hard stuff, quote unquote, really once. So in the martial arts world, I'll just give you a quick overview of sort of the process that we're involved in now on a regular basis to turn all of our interviews into as much content as we can. So we're doing a lot of interviews. We were specifically in one particular martial art. Now we're moving more into self-defense. So we're interviewing, knife defense experts and SWAT team trainers and all kinds of cool folks who are experts in different areas. And we're doing an interview that might be, 20, 30 minutes. But then in addition to doing that interview and turning it into a podcast, kind of like people be listening to this thing on a podcast, we'll also chop up that audio into the individual questions, which might be 3, might be 4, might be 5 individual questions. Those will all become YouTube clips. Now, you might say, well, it's just audio. Well, yes, it is just audio. So we'll create an image. It'll be an image of, maybe me and then maybe the guest. And then it'll have the URL underneath and it'll have interview part 1, how to defend against a knife in the street. You know what I mean? So, interview part 2, how to select the best, everyday carry knife if you're going to, defend yourself and you don't want to carry a firearm. So we'll create different images, which are just variations of the same first image, and then we'll chop those up and we'll throw those up on YouTube. Then at the same time, we'll take those YouTube clips and we'll pair those up with part of the transcript. So we'll get all these interviews transcribed. I think I have a guy that does like a cent a word or something crazy like that. It's like internettranscribers.com. I mean, it was like the most blatant Google search ever. There's no – it's really not rocket science, right? Transcription on the internet. You can find people who are rated well, and then you pay them. Yeah, so we'll get it transcribed, and then I'll take a YouTube clip. I'll take the transcription segment that goes along with it. I'll add maybe a couple helpful bullet points about the most important points, but then I can use that as a blog post. I got a knife expert that's been, brought in by various military branches and governmental agencies, and now he's going on for, 800 words about, the basics of knife training and knife defense in real life and what people need to understand. I pair that with the audio. Bada bing, bada boom, my site or somebody else's site as a guest article, that ends up being pretty cool content. And it really wasn't any more time than getting the transcription and then just making sure there was nothing in the transcription that was too garbled. But ultimately, Ben, what we really like to do is turn that transcription into an ebook, and then that ebook is linked in the video, underneath the video, it's linked in the video, in other words, like on the actual video screen in YouTube, you can have them click actual things in there. Then it's linked in the actual blog post all to that same ebook. So anybody who's reading that one article, if they want to download the full transcription and learn more about this expert, they can enter their email. And now we're getting opt-ins. So we have an ebook, which is generating opt-ins from multiple media. We have a podcast. We have, 5 or 6 videos. We have 5 or 6 blog posts. And we turn the same transcription from the blog post into one big ebook, and we're getting some emails. So the basic crank is that. That's the basic crank. I can go into whatever direction you want to from there, but that's sort of the fundamentals.
I love it. It's essentially, cover all platforms as much as possible, and all the while directing people back to your site with a value offer for an opt-in to exchange email address, grow your email list. Then on back to our very first discussion, which was, taking them from email list to purchasing customers. So I love it. It's an absolute beautiful circle here. So there's a very similar approach that I've heard of, and I actually talked about in a previous episode with James Schramko. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
Yeah. James, he's got his own little show. He's a cool dude, man. I saw him at Yannick Silver's event.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I think he calls his approach like the octopus approach or something, but
that's awesome, yeah. Man. I gotta listen to that episode.
It's one of the initial episodes, super echoey, 'cause I was in like an echo chamber in a co-working space recording it. But anywho, so I love this approach and I think it's super leverageable. And now I think the immediate thing that people will think when they hear this is, God, that just sounds like so much work.
Yeah.
So I guess then how do we go from, yes, I've got enough time to do these interviews and time to, kind of get them set up on my site and that kind of stuff. But if I'm going to be doing all this, 6 different types of media in the back end, how do I go about that in a time efficient manner? Or do I bring in team members, or do I hire out to services, or, you know, and I'm not trying to plug my service here. I'm just like, literally, how do you go about this?
Yeah. So we have it decently systematized. I mean, there's probably ways that we could refine it at this point as well, but I mean, I'll give you a gist. So the fundamentals might be an Excel doc or a Google doc where you've got, you know, did interview. And then the next checkbox is, you know, receive transcription back from transcriber. And then the next checkbox might be turn interview into podcast or create podcast image. And then, you know, edit audio and put it up with the podcast and the podcast image with a good description. And then I use that same podcast image as the YouTube image. So I use the same, like it's a square. So I just put it in the center, but I pop that there. And then on one side or the other, I can put episode one about blank, episode two about blank. And then I can break that up into, you know, six different YouTube images. And then I'll shove those bad boys into YouTube and just log those through as well. I mean, could you do it if you're a solopreneur? Yeah, you could. I mean, honestly, Ben, probably like yourself, I was doing everything myself for a really long time. But now we have a guy that comes in and sort of his initial stuff after handling some support and some mail is, what were the interviews from this week? And crank on through. Do we have graphics for that one yet? Nope. Okay. Well, you know, graphics get cranked. We get six variations for the YouTube. We, you know, pump all those bad boys out there and just sort of turn it into a little bit of a system. If you got to do it solo, you got to do it solo. But the fact of the matter is that could be like a, you know, 10 buck an hour style job. I mean, none of that stuff is rocket science. You know, when I was poorer, back in the glory days. Yeah, back in the glory days, man. It's just, paying off grad school and, you know, teaching martial arts private lessons and zipping around all, you know, it was like, all I could do is hire like a 1 or 2 day a week guy, you know, 8 or 16 hours. A guy would come in, you know, bring the laptop. We're going to crank it out. I'm going to have some stuff ready for you. And that might be some of the stuff that we have ready for somebody. So right now I'm not doing it myself. Back in the day I used to. At the end of the day, I know you had said it's sort of work. In my personal opinion, it's a lot more work to come up with, you know, six totally unique from scratch articles that you'd have to crank out solo. So I think it is work, of course, but it beats the alternative, which is more work.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I know this is something that we discussed out of my episodes, all the listeners out there. And I've talked about this a few times. I turn every interview that I do into 3 episodes. And I do this partially because I know that there's 3 episodes worth of content there. Plus, I know that if I've got a rough patch of 2 weeks where I can't do a recording, I've literally got a Dropbox full of all of these recordings that I can pull from previous interviews that we've done that I already know are just stellar content. So this is just taking that another step further and making each one of those syndication pieces so much more powerful as well. So I just think and can't speak highly enough about this approach, because I know for me it has paid big dividends. Obviously for you it has as well, and is something that, you know, you guys have just rocked out from the very beginning. So let's say I'm a business owning podcaster and I've been doing weekly episodes for a while now, and, you know, we write up show notes for every episode, but what's the first, like, if I don't have time for all of that, what's the 80-20? What's the 1 or 2 or 3 things that I should be doing immediately to get the most results from something like this?
I suppose it depends on where your audience is. You know, in the martial arts space, I mean, we haven't had, you know, astronomical YouTube following, but it tends to be the case that YouTube is a place where people will follow along, just because it's martial arts. You know, it's like how to kick a man in the groin. You know, I mean, people like that stuff, right? I mean, it's very visual. It's not like, you know, philosophy, where if you do an audio or you do a video, it's the same thing. You know, like a philosophy podcast makes a lot of sense. You know, martial arts, people tend to like video, so we tend to lean in that direction. I think it sort of depends on, you know, where are your people and how can you use the thing. So, I mean, one thing I like to do with my website early on was just make sure that it wasn't dry for too long. So if you run a, you know, an agency or whatever your business is, and you just want to have a blog that looks alive, and or you want to have some stuff populating up so that Google at least realizes that you're not like a dead or dying site, I might say the transcription and then auto posting one of those bad boys out every 2 weeks. You could have one interview turn into, you know, 3 months worth of content if you do that. You know, you get your transcription, you ask 6 quick questions, you turn those into 6 blog posts, you know, whether you have the YouTube, whether you have the video part at the top or not, you write a paragraph and a half on the top of each transcript. You know, hey, in this part of the interview, you know, Steve Jenkins talks about blah blah blah. You know what I mean? And then you schedule yourself out for 3 months. So one of the first things that we did, you know, before we even got the YouTube videos rocking, we still have a ton of work to do on that because I have so many interviews I've done the last few weeks. We just made sure the website wasn't going to be dead for like the next 6 months. So at least it lets us kind of like you with the podcast, it lets us kind of go to sleep on the blog. Like, okay, well, we don't need to scramble every week to make sure that thing happens. So for me, it was a little bit of just kind of making sure the site looks alive. For the folks who are out there, maybe no one ever shows up to your site and it's all outbound marketing anyway. Maybe YouTube is valuable for you and so you should be building that. It's sort of tough to say what would be most useful for every business, but I think the one that might be most ubiquitously useful, Ben, are twofold. Number one, find your best interviews and turn them into a reason to make people opt in, number one. I'm very biased to generating good offers for an opt-in. And then number two, get yourself a transcription because you need that for the opt-in anyway. Get yourself a transcription and make sure your blog ain't dead for the next 6 months. I mean, that was a little bit of weight off our shoulders, and hopefully it'll be the same for other folks too.
Beautiful. I think that is absolutely priceless advice. And so for all those of you listening and have been thinking, you know, how can I leverage my content efforts a lot smarter? This is how you do it. So, Dan, I really appreciate you coming on the show. This has been the third round, and every one of them has been absolutely chock full of valuable, valuable stuff. And obviously, it's been working for you. So I really encourage all of those out there listening to implement it for yourself. So, Dan, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it, my man.
Yes, of course, Ben. Glad to be here again, bro. I'll catch you later.
Adios. All right. Thank you so much, Dan, for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it. And I know this has been really valuable for us content producers in helping us leverage and get the most out of what we're already doing. So I encourage you to check out what Dan is doing with this over at scienceofskill.com. It's all about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but you can see how he's leveraging that content. And he also runs clvboost.com, which is all about helping people engage and convert clients, customers, and eyeballs for their business using email marketing. So Dan definitely knows what he's talking about when it comes to this stuff. I've been reviewing a lot of his materials and find it very, very helpful for my own self. And so for those of you that are looking to really implement today's episode and leverage to the hilt your content, we've actually put together a little guide specifically for you, the Content Marketing Leverage Handbook, which is exactly what we talked about today, where and how you can publish your content to really get the biggest return, biggest bang for your buck, or biggest bang for your hour, if we're talking time investment. You can grab that at authorityengine.com/67. So head on over there and snag that so you can implement today's episode. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. I want to remind everybody to go out and record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every week. See you back next Tuesday, folks.